broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk, 8-11 Wednesday night, joined by my good friend and partner, Mr. Harold Feely.
Hello, Bobby.
What do you know, my brother?
Not much, Bobby.
And Neil Spencer behind the old boards. How are we doing, Spencer?
Not too bad.
The weather gets cooler. We start thinking about making a big batch of chili.
Chuck,
I think we got it stopped.
Call Chuck.
There we go.
Well, somebody said... Chuck said Wayne Street Market. I just started playing.
Bingo. Chuck is unbelievable.
It's Alexa. She was voice activated. She said, Chuck said Wayne Street Market, and
boom,
she started playing.
Now, here's what we do here at Fort Recovery Radio. Yes. We have a lot of people come up to our show.
We do.
And we always say that door is always open.
Absolutely. Yep.
Come on in.
Yep.
Take off your skin and rattle around
come
in your bones.
And rattle around in your bones.
Hmm. That was on MASH, wasn't it?
I think so. Never heard that before.
I think it was.
Might have been.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Hawkeye.
Okay.
We are joined tonight in studio by Hall of Famer.
Hall of Recovery
Hall of Fame.
That's big.
Not only well, a
Fort
Recovery
Should I try
Hall
to guess
Famer.
Who it is?
You'll never guess.
Bob Feely.
You'll never guess.
Bob close. Feely. You got That's part
close.
Of it right.
That's close.
Bob Myring.
How about Renee Olson?
Renee Feely Olson.
There you go.
That's... Is it Renee Feely Olson or Renee Olson?
It's Renee Olson. I moved the Feely to the middle.
Did you get her?
I did. Yep.
Well, that's all right.
That's okay.
I kept it. I didn't want to get rid of it.
You got your UD shirt on.
I'm
repping the Dayton shirt tonight.
She's unbelievable, isn't she?
I like
She's
it.
She's loyal.
Yes. Absolutely.
God love her. I was gone last week.
Yep.
I was playing golf at Lake Erie.
You was.
Had a wonderful time up there playing golf. Did awesome. A little gambling. Ate some fish at
Won money.
Jolly Rogers Perch House.
Ooh, good. That's big.
Oh, my
Pretty
God.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
It sounds good.
I'm not sure
I've sounds
had
like a good
perch for a while. Because usually most,
delicious.
Most people say that you don't want to get perch unless you're right by the...
Really?
Place that was caught. Now, I don't know that, but I don't know
this
anybody around that.
This place was right by it.
Because you're right beside
it?
Yeah,
you sit outside, you're on the lake.
And it was good.
Patio. Yeah, it was beautiful.
Beautiful.
You, on the other hand.
Yes.
Had the show last week.
I did.
And you had on.
Wasn't
a little,
very good.
You had a little girl on.
I did have a little girl on.
Who
was a really good golfer.
Yeah, you know, we thought, you know, she'll go there, finish in top 15.
Exactly.
15. High five. Nice job. Good job.
Nice job.
Good job, Jalen. We're proud of you.
I told her, are you happy if you shoot 77-77? Yes. That'd be good. She's a little better now, I think.
She is first team.
All
Ohio.
Yep.
Ohio. Jalen Bruins.
Awesome.
The first golfer.
It's unbelievable.
In MAC history. To be all Ohio.
All Ohio.
That's
Boys,
awesome.
Girls.
How cool really? Is that?
Transgenders.
We don't have any of those yet, but we may get them.
That is such an awesome, awesome thing.
That is.
Oh, my God, that's unbelievable. And,
she's incredible. I mean, I saw that. Was that chip in? I don't know what hole that was on, but that was pretty spectacular.
Oh, Chase had that. It was a great video.
Yeah.
Great video.
Chase was unbelievable.
He was awesome.
Yeah, he was great. The whole thing was great. And
it was.
Harold, I think, single-handedly won that for her.
Yeah,
he might
Because they were worried about the weather and all that kind of stuff, and he said, hey, other girls have to golf in it, too.
So you psychologically, you helped her through.
So just remember,
nice
they're
job.
Doing it, too. They're not going to like it, you just decide you're going to like it.
Unbelievably good.
That's
well,
great.
The thing about her is that, you know, she comes from a family. We love her dad. We love, the whole family. Whitey, you know, the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
So for her to do that with the amount of people that was watching her. I mean, I seen videos of, like, Mark Long, of, like, Vonnie, of, all these people there watching her. Jeff Hobbs. Hobbsy was there.
Oh, yeah, Hobbsy.
And it's really cool, you know, because people not, you know, they love Joe.
Oh,
they
absolutely.
And they root for that kid. And now she goes out on Saturday, and she's in fourth. She shoots, I think she shot, like, a 74.
Yeah.
Or 75. And then she comes back on Saturday.
Saturday.
And she plays great on the front. She's two over, shoots 37.
Tougher conditions, too.
I think horrible conditions.
Were really bad.
And then she runs out of gas. Now, yep. This is, you know, I'm just hearing this. I'm going by from what I'm hearing. And she battled, and she battled.
Yep.
And she comes in, she double bogeys last hole, and she shoots 81.
What a champ.
And as the scores keep coming in, they just, everybody's facing those conditions.
Exactly.
And,
it's a hard to play. And that's exactly right.
She was second, and she was third, and then she's fourth. And next thing you know, there's only four other girls out.
Adios.
And there's only one of them that could possibly beat her. So she was like,
wait a minute.
Wait.
I'm all Ohio.
Of course, she don't say nothing.
No.
She's so her temperament.
Yeah, it was kind of cute. I'm sure Hobbsy probably talked to you too. And he said he talked to her after that. He said, "Is this so much Jalen?"
Yeah.
He said, "I told her you're all Ohio." Yeah, that's good. It's like, yeah. Wait a minute. You gonna give me a little chest bump? You gonna give me a little 5-5?
Yeah. A woo hoo nope. Or two?
It's something.
Jalen Bruins. Put herself in the Fort Carey Hall of Fame.
I think so, too. Oh, yeah. I think
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
It's a no doubter.
We might not even have to wait 5 years.
I mean, she did.
First ballot.
That's tomorrow. Great stuff.
Tomorrow.
That's great stuff.
Yeah. God love you, Jalen. We are so proud of you at Fort Carey Radio.
Thank
you.
Absolutely.
You know, she come up here. Dad comes up here. They
so
take
good.
Their time out to come up here and talk to us.
Yeah.
And kid, we're proud of you. And it don't matter if you just shot 90-90. We've been proud of you.
We'd have loved you anyway.
We're really proud of you, kid.
It's pretty good now. That's pretty good.
I was looking at those scores, and you know the Saturday scores. First thing I did, of course, I looked at hers. And I thought, well, that's not real good. And I started looking at all the other ones, and there wasn't hardly anybody that shot better.
Yeah, it must have been horrible. It was horrible.
You know,
yeah.
So you know, she did what Fee told her to do. She played.
Battle.
Yeah.
Battle.
You know, those other girls are playing in that too. Just play a little better than
that's
them.
Exactly.
And
right.
Play
and
with
that,
them.
And that weather that nobody likes.
Let's take a break. Come right back. We're going to talk Indian football. We're going to talk to Renee about her life in Wisconsin and talk about, we'll just.
She's a little volleyball girl, too.
She is a volleyball, right?
She pick her brain a little
she's
bit.
She's pretty good volleyball player.
Yeah.
No, we'll she was all right.
Not too bad.
Nothing to write home about.
What was your favorite sport?
Basketball.
Was it hoops?
Yeah.
Let's take a break. Come right back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
With the weather getting cooler, we start thinking about making a big batch of chili, and Wayne Street Market has everything you'll need to make your secret recipe. A large selection of seasonings, beans, tomato juice and tomato soup, fresh and canned tomatoes, shredded cheese, crackers, and you can get a 10-pound roll of ground chuck for just $2.99 a pound. If you're looking for a great meal in a hurry, stop into Wayne Street Market, where they always have good hot meals ready to go every day back in their deli, like meatloaf Mondays, tenderloin Tuesdays, and they have ribs on Thursdays and burgers and brats on Fridays. And you'll want to make them your first stop every morning with one of their many varieties of coffee and one of their fresh pastries. And they're taking orders now for Cooper Farms turkey rolls for the holidays. Good food ready to go every day. Just stop into Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
This is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Has your business experience changed within your operation? Or maybe the place you've banked with has seen the cultural change or the loss of a long-trusted officer or advisor? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action in how to navigate this new season of business. Let me help with this plan. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at 419-852-4049. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern. We have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Tuesday through Friday. On Tuesdays, it's meatloaf, twice-baked potato, green beans, peaches, and a roll. Wednesday, it's our famous three-piece chicken dinner with mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, pudding, and a roll. Thursday, you can get tenderloin, fries, and applesauce. On Friday, we have our half-pound cheeseburgers, fries, and slaw. Fast, delicious home-cooked lunch specials Tuesday through Friday at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Halloween festivities in Fort Recovery will be held on Sunday, October 31st. The traditional Halloween parade will start at the high school commons at 2 o'clock, and it'll end at Van Treese Park, where the costume judging will start around 2:30. There will be prizes awarded in several categories of costumes. Then it's trick-or-treat time from 3 to 5.
Residents, please turn on your porch light if you want the trick-or-treaters to stop. And trick-or-treaters, please only stop at the houses with their porch lights on. Sunday, October 31st, Halloween fun in Fort Recovery. Parade starting at the High School Commons at 2 o'clock. Costume judging at Vantrees Park at 2:30. Trick-or-treat from 3 to 5.
Election Day is coming up on Tuesday, November 2nd, and once again the Trinity Lutheran Church will be having their popular spaghetti supper. They'll be serving from 4 to 7 p.m., and again this year it will be carry-out only, and there will be no pre-sale tickets. The carry-out meal includes spaghetti, breadsticks, salad, and dessert. Just follow the signs on North Wayne Street for their drive-through. Tickets are again only $6, and all proceeds will go to their local Friends in Need Fund. So don't miss the Trinity Lutheran's annual Election Day Spaghetti Supper from 4 to 7 on Tuesday, November 2nd.
Over Friday night, I said,
hey, we're back here, Sports Talk Bubba and Fee. We're talking Jalen Bruins, and God love you, Jalen.
Yes.
We're so proud of you, and congratulations. We're going to turn our attention now to the football team.
Yep.
And Friday night, we had the Delphi St. Jones Blue Jays. And for what? How many minutes are in a quarter?
12.
So for about, let's see, 36
plus
and 9, 45 minutes, we were awesome.
Domination.
Yep.
We were awesome.
Domination.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm about dominate, but.
Pretty good.
Yeah, we played really good. And I'm sure that Brent was just as tickled as could be. We go up 20-6 on a touchdown pass to Troy Homan.
Yep.
Indians are kind of rolling.
Feeling good.
We missed a couple extra points, you know, and.
But we're so up 20-6 or something,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, 26. So St. John's gets the ball and a deflection, Freddie Fuqua pass.
Oh, my God.
Leads to a touchdown.
Frenchie.
Then they get the onside kick. We don't handle that.
Ugh.
And then they come down, score, tie it. We go to OT. Indians get beaten, long story short, 29-28 or 28-27 or something. 27-26.
Yeah.
And you know, and Fee, we you did the game on the radio with Cappy.
I did.
And that was a tough one.
I'm sure it was a great call by any means, because after we scored a second touchdown or took the 2-touchdown lead, I told Cappy, I said, I'm feeling pretty good. I think this is over.
Yeah.
Nice should've job. Been.
Jinxed us. I might have jinxed us a little bit there, but you know what? Just bad luck. You know, I told Coach Niekamp that. You know, you could create your own good luck, but sometimes that's just not right.
Yeah. Couple tip passes
that worked absolutely
landed in
the
guy's hand.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
my
just
goodness.
Ridiculous.
And you just feel for those kids and the coaching
staff. Oh, they're working
their
butts off.
And here we are. You know, we talk about this season. We start out, we win our two games that we needed to.
Yeah, we had to have them.
We go to Murderers Row in the MAC.
Yep.
We knew what was going to happen.
We come out of it without a lot of injuries, which is the best thing you could possibly do.
Yep. And then we get to Parkway, and we just play a great game against Parkway, beat the crap out of them.
Bump them, yep.
St. John's, exactly what we thought. We know they would give us a game, but we thought we was better than they was.
A better team.
And we were.
We were the better team.
Yeah.
And we couldn't finish it, and we get beat.
I tell you what, and if you remember, Bobby, last year, the St. Henry game was the same scenario. Yeah. It was just crazy stuff happened, and tip passes and stuff like that. So I was like, sometimes you just wonder. But you know what? And the kids were so depressed. I'm sure because they were told, hey, you win, you're going to get in. You know, and you know, I don't know if you're going to make it or not. But you know what? I think the news looks better. Like, we might be in.
Yeah, we got a shot. And you know, we got New Bremen Friday. And I guarantee you, we're going to go over there. We're going to strap them helmets on, and we're going to play our butts off.
We're going to play hard. Yes.
Throughout this whole season, we have not one time seen our team not play hard.
No, we won't back down from anybody.
Yep. And as a Fort Recovery fan, as a Fort Recovery alumni, as a fan of Fort Recovery, that's all we can ask.
Absolutely all we want. That's all we want.
Yeah, and Coach Niekamp, everybody's bitching and catching hell. He's catching hell.
Absolutely.
But. And I understand that, you know, everybody's like, come on, why you can't lose that game? Well, listen, if you watch the game.
Oh.
It was the most flukus loss.
And there's
the kids knocked the passes down.
There was probably four plays that were if they go the right way, we win. It's over. It's over. The game's over.
Hey, nobody feels worse than that coaching staff.
Oh, absolutely. They want to win.
So let's get out there Friday night in New Bremen. Let's support the crap out of them. Let's battle and let the chips fall where they may. And who knows, maybe.
Let's play next week.
Maybe week 11, we're still playing.
Yeah, awesome.
That's all we can do. Yeah.
And right now, it looks like we're going to be playing. We're in 13th out of 16.
We got a pretty good chance.
And the great thing is that tonight, after religion, these seniors are going to come up here and we're going to talk to them.
We're going to pick their brains a little bit.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. So we're going to come back. We're going to take a break. We're going back. We're going to talk to Renee. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you want to mow faster and ride smoother, you need a Ferris zero-turn mower. Only Ferris mowers have patented independent suspension technology that smooths out uneven turf. You'll be able to mow faster and longer with less fatigue. Whether you're a professional cutter or just want to mow like one, Ferris mowers get more done in less time. So visit K&L Tractor today and test drive the most comfortable riding zero-turn in the industry, Ferris. Experience suspension.
Seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow evening, the Lady Indians will travel to Lincoln View to take on Crestview in the sectional final match and will simulcast WPGW's coverage of the match starting around 6:30. On Friday, it'll be the last football game of the regular season with the Indians traveling to New Bremen to take on the defending state champion Cardinals. Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team will bring you that action live with the Wayne Street Market pregame show starting at 6:40. Get out to these games to support our Indians teams, but if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. Presale tickets for Friday's football game at New Bremen will be sold tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. in the middle school office, then from noon to 4 p.m. at the high school office. On Friday, tickets will be sold from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the high school office. Presale tickets are $7 for both adults and students. All tickets at the gate will be $8. Tickets for the Lady Indians sectional final volleyball match tomorrow night versus Crestview at Lincoln View are available online only at OHSAA.org/tickets. There will be no tickets sold at the door for this year's volleyball tournament.
Sports Talk, Bubba and B.
Putting in the stinger.
Stinger.
I like the Tiger Woods stinger.
Yeah. We like it. Hmm? Good stinger.
You like it?
Yes.
Do you?
Yeah, otherwise I...
How about your shirt?
How about it?
Lots of pineapples.
It's classic.
It's pineapples.
Looks like corn.
Okay, well...
You look like we work at Layfeld's.
Okay.
John Deere.
I'm pretty sure they wouldn't want me to
work. My grandsons would say that's a John Deere shirt.
John Deere.
They ain't very smart, though. Neither one of them.
Do they like, do they like pineapple?
No, corn.
Oh, okay.
We like corn.
They're farmers.
Yeah.
Yep, that's good. That's not a bad thing at all.
No, nothing wrong with that. No, they ain't got a. They want a pot to piss in.
Not at all.
Yeah, there's a lot of poor farmers around
there. I agree with you.
Most of them dirt poor.
Yep.
Driving old jalopies that barely runs.
Yep. I agree with you. We are back here with Sports Talk with Harold and Bobby, and we're joined by Renee.
Yep.
First of all, Renee, I have not talked to you since the passing of your dad, and what a great guy. Our condolences for Recovery Radio. Love Dick Feely.
Yep.
He's just a champ.
Yep. Thank you, Bob. He's huge Fort Recovery fan inside and out. So they were at every game even after I wasn't playing anymore. Cody and Kelsey weren't playing anymore. They're still season ticket holders and big supporters of the community.
You know, one of my favorite Dick Feely stories is when He went to Frank Monroe in the fog.
Oh, my God. This is unbelievable.
And
do I know this story?
I don't know if you know it or not. It was Cody's senior year.
Cody's senior year. We're at Frank Monroe.
Huge game because Frank Monroe's undefeated.
And there was... It was clear here.
What was soup up there?
Oh, soup.
But we got down there, and you couldn't see you couldn't see anything. And Dickie got within a block. You know, Pittsburgh's what?
It's tiny.
5-4 blocks?
Yeah.
And he couldn't find school.
Couldn't find school. Took her home.
And he went home?
Yeah. He got pissed off.
Oh, I would not have wanted to be in that car.
Yeah. Your dad was like, oh, my God, we're not leaving, are we?
Yep.
They could have just parked it and walked around. They found it.
There's a block from the school.
They were a block from the school.
And Dickie couldn't find it in the fog, and he said, that's
took
it.
Took her home. I'm going home.
I'm out.
Yep, I'm out.
If I remember right, it sits a little off the road. He might have been right in front of it.
He wasn't that far away.
Still couldn't see it.
Yeah,
because if there was heavy fog, I've been not exactly there, but I've been within
close
couple of hundred yards of a place and couldn't find it because I couldn't see.
I know it. First of all, thanks for coming up.
Hey, happy to be here.
Yeah, you come up here as a we were getting ready to talk about our volleyball team, and you was a hell of a volleyball player, and our Indians they might be the best 500 team in volleyball history.
I agree.
Yes.
I'm serious.
I agree. You know, we got a number 4 seed.
Yeah.
And we're 11-11, and there's, I think, a team with 5 losses.
Yeah, there's one team.
7 seed.
There's one team that's like 13-4.
One more than us. Yeah.
And that says something
I think they don't even complain about it, because they know. Yeah, we are. We're about 7th team.
We lost to New Bremen last week, and Diane Webker says, listen, that team.
That's a good team.
Yeah. And she's sitting there saying, you know, Fort Recovery is really good. Our schedule that we play is as good as anybody's.
It's brutal. Yeah.
Well, the MAC is brutal in volleyball. There's too many good programs, lots of good players. I was looking at the all MAC selection. I'm like, how do you even pick people for this? Yeah. I mean, stuff.
I agree with you. And
it would be hard. Yep.
Yeah. So we beat the crap out of St. John's last night. And then we move on to the district. Well, what is it now?
It's sectional final. Sectional
final. Okay, is that what it is?
Yeah, because we opted to play the first game instead. Okay. Yeah. We could have taken a bye, and we wanted to play.
So we play tomorrow night, folks, at 6:30. Get your tickets online.
Yep.
Online only.
Only. So you can drive up there and get in.
Right. OHSAA.org/tickets.
There you go. That's, and I think Neil's running a promo throughout the...
Yeah, we got it.
It lasts like right at an hour.
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, well, it'd be easier if they just sold them at the door.
Why don't they do
much
that? OHSAA doesn't want them to do it.
Don't make sense.
Some of what I understand is it takes people at the OHSAA to receive the money, get the tickets, all that kind of stuff, and they're shorthanded.
Yeah.
And so they're doing it the simple way. And they did it that way during the pandemic stuff. And I'm going to say,
not
that,
simple way for old people.
No.
We can't figure it out.
That is how tickets are going to be
forever.
In every sport.
Could be forever.
Forever. So you just need to get used to it. You don't have to like it, but that's the only way you're going to get tickets.
And another thing for the OHSAA is that they get control of the money.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I know that they're struggling financially.
Yeah, they need it. That's fine.
Yeah, but still paying you.
It would just be nice to make it easier for these people.
It is. So let's go up there tomorrow night, folks. Let's root the Indians on. We got a big one. Crestview Knights are good.
Yes, they're very, very good.
And this is going to be great volleyball.
You can bet your
butt it's a 5-gamer.
Oh, I would think you'll see some pretty good rallies. I mean, you get into tournament time, especially teams that you get 2 good teams playing. It'll be fun to watch.
Yeah, I agree with you. And good luck to Coach Googs and the girls. And you know, we take them. You know, they're 500 taking, but gosh dang, they're good 500.
We are.
People.
I mean, we watch those teams. We watch those teams that like this year, and we think, oh my goodness, you know. This team would have won 2 years ago or 3 years ago or whatever. Yeah. But, you know, it's just like they're just so good right now. It's incredible.
Well, you go back to 2, 3, 4 years ago, whatever it was. Versailles was, I think, 12-10, and they won the state.
What state?
Yeah. Six in the MAC.
That's right.
12-10 won the state.
We want to give a shout-out to Whitley Rammel, first team all MAC. Yep. That team on the first team is loaded. Two kids from Coldwater, four from Bremen, three from Knoxville, one from Sander, one from Parkway, and Witt. And that's well-deserved. And she's
absolutely.
And congratulations to her. Is she verbaled to East Tennessee State. What a great place for her to go.
Johnson City, Tennessee. That's a great call.
Yep. Johnson City, Tennessee?
Yep. Johnson City.
Just like Wagon Wheel.
Yeah, we looked him up last night. That's Southern Conference. So yeah.
Southern Conference.
Sanford and Citadel, yeah. Wofford.
Oh, good. Yep. Yeah, she'll love it down there.
Yeah, good. Oh, yeah, that's great.
And I think, I shouldn't say anything, but I think, don't like Jill have a place down there at North
Lake? Yeah, I know, Ball Bar. So North down there. Lake, kind of that area, so. Well, worked out great for him.
Yeah, and then Marissa Garkey gets second team all MAC. Congrats to Marissa.
Deserves it.
It's funny because she started out kind of slow.
Yep.
But she has just played great as of late, and it's nice that the coaches of the MAC seen that and gave her the recognition.
Exactly. That's you look at a team like us, and we're a 500 team, and you think, they're only 500, but there's some great players on there, and I think they do know that, and that's great, Bobby, that they come out and they say, hey, these girls deserve to be on that first team.
And honorable mention, Grace Guggenbiller, another senior for Coach Googs. And good luck to you girls tomorrow night. And, we're
get
rooting
us a W.
For you. Get us a W. Let's get one. Absolutely.
Yep. We'll be simulcasting Rob Weaver tomorrow night and all of the tournament games. As of right now, he's going to make all the tournament.
He's in.
That guy's unbelievable.
He is.
He did you, right?
He's been around forever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's awesome.
And he could get somebody else to go do the games, but
he absolutely loves it.
And I'm glad he loves it because he's really good.
He is good. For being an old fart, he ain't let up.
He's
man.
Pretty solid. Yeah, he's solid.
He's just good.
Jack Good died.
Yeah,
I heard seen that.
Yeah,
we lost Buck.
Yep,
we lost Jack.
Yep,
and we lost
David Bruins.
Dave Bruins, a town solicitor, passed away.
Really?
Yeah, 74.
Yeah.
No, we lost Jack, we lost Buck, and we lost Terry Smith.
Yeah.
Three legends.
They pretty much.
Sound?
There was no sound in Fort Recovery without them three guys.
No, right now we ain't on.
We can't talk.
Yeah.
Yep. If they're not, they made Fort Recovery Radio because they would have never been.
Absolutely, because Chuck wouldn't have had anybody to learn from.
No, and Chuck's an idiot.
No, he's not. Buck taught him extremely well. Chuck knows almost everything about sound that Buck knew.
I got a new phone today. Somebody, Chuck got me real. He got
hold on. Good.
I got the iPhone like 18.
87?
Oh, iPhone 18.
That's fancy.
That's like a $4,000 phone you got.
Yeah, nobody can touch it.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
You know how you get on it?
Nope.
Face recognition.
Oh yeah, facial rec only. No thumb and no.
You got it?
No, I don't. But I'm due for an upgrade.
You got a new face? Oh come on!
You got to look at it.
Yeah. So when I
so what about when you like me? I got my contacts, and then I got my glasses. And then when I'm crippled, I got my sunglasses. So my thing can't recognize me. Help me!
It's unbelievable. Like you just go like this, and it gets, and then all of a sudden, boom. And like, if you got a big zit,
it'll still let you on.
Nice zit.
It can still figure it out.
Hey, do you know you got a zit? I'm going to let you in, but you got to
pop that thing.
I'm going to get rid of that.
It's a warning light that.
Absolutely.
Beep, beep.
That's exactly right. So what's up with you nowadays? Where are you at?
I'm up in Madison, Wisconsin. My husband's from Wisconsin, and so we've kind of made our home there. I did my grad school up at UW-Madison, so I am now a supporter of the Wisconsin Badgers as well.
Yeah,
so
we
know. I know, you'd say not everybody's perfect, but that's all right. Mm. We're big Badger fans, and have basketball and football season tickets. So
we do got to go up there and go tailgate with them.
Oh, yeah. We've tailgated
every
week.
Got good tailgate.
I'm going to say one thing about Wisconsin. Wisconsin might be my second favorite state.
It is awesome.
All they do is they give you a drunk.
Oh,
they
absolutely.
Eat cheese and cheese.
Bratwurst.
Beer and cheese.
Yeah.
And bratwurst.
Beer and cheese.
Yeah.
We're good people up there.
You're good people up there.
That's awesome.
And so you're also, are you a Wisconsin season ticket holder or not?
Football and basketball.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So it's real fun.
Hoops about to start.
Hoops is about to start.
How's the Badgers going to be?
You know, I think they're a little bit of a wild card. They got a 6-year senior actually coming back. So Brad Davidson will be back. I know everybody in the Big Ten probably hates him. He takes all the charges and
he's kind of a young.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and some people like to think he's dirty, but I'll tell you, he's a good kid. Yeah. He plays really, really hard, and they needed him to come back because they're pretty young. Yeah. They've got Johnny Davis, who played with U19 or U20 national team this summer, and he's real good, very athletic. He's got a chance to maybe a couple years be a player of the year candidate. But
yeah.
The rest of the kids, there's only a handful that had any kind of significant amount of minutes. There's a kid.
We're young.
There's a kid transferred from Cincinnati, big kid, a 7-footer. I apologize. I don't know his name, but excited to have him because we don't have a lot of experience in the paint. So they could make some noise, right? So nobody knows about him. So.
Not only are you a season ticket holder, you also understand that you kind of follow it.
College basketball is my favorite.
Yeah, yeah. That's your
That's my thing. Yeah.
And it's kind of neat because about 2 years ago, I think. Wisconsin and UD, which Renee's a huge UD fan. Mm-hmm. And she's a graduate. And they played at...
At the Bahamas.
The Bahamas.
Went
up there and played, and they were both there.
Both teams were there, and it's happening again in 2022. So we will be there. Thanksgiving, 2022.
You're in the Bahamas.
Oh, yeah.
Who do you root for then?
So I'm Flyer first, always a Flyer first. Yeah. But yep. I did a friend of mine that actually took two shirts and sewed them together. So if they do play each other, I am prepared.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Actually, the last time she was there is when Mudboat was like
green shirt guy
lighting up the whole place with the green shirt. It was awesome.
Yeah. Oh yeah, wasn't he at Maui? That's
yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's yeah, yeah. Right. They were at Maui.
Yeah. 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 That was classic.
He was at the. That was a classic.
That was awesome.
Mudboat was. He lit up Twitter for 2 days.
He did. All you could see was him.
Yeah.
It was like, that's awesome.
He like was glowing.
He was glowing. He was awesome.
Yeah, that was a classic Mudboat. That was a classic. Let's take a break. Come right back. 8:45. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
I need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
It's time to eat, and you don't have time to make supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. Everybody can get what they want, whether it's their great sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, or their awesome pizza. Just call them and they'll get it ready for you, then just drive through and pick it up. And it's time to start thinking about reserving lanes for a holiday get-together or birthday party. And don't forget their awesome pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. They open at 3 Monday through Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Be sure to put their number in your phone so you can call them with one touch, 375-4274. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun.
Forrest Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Forrest, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Forrest Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Forrest Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
The Travis Fullenkamp Memorial Benefit is coming up on Friday and Saturday, October 22nd and 23rd, at the Wendelene Sports Club. Camping will start on Friday night, and the women's quarter auction will start at 7 o'clock, and of course the bars will be open. On Saturday, there will be food and beverages available, and fun for all ages. Face painting, inflatables, and an obstacle course for the youngsters. Kyle Kesters will be playing from 2 to 6. The Ohio State-Indiana game will be on the TVs, and the silent auction will start at 2, and you can check out the live auction items. At 7, they'll draw the winners of the four-wheeler and patio set raffles, and the live auction will start. There are lots of great items available to bid on, including Reds tickets, Ohio State-Purdue tickets, a Yeti cooler, several Milwaukee and Steel power tools, and more.
After the auctions, stay for music under the tent, and as Travis would say, have just one more. All proceeds go to benefit Ali's Army and the Sawyer Overman Ninja Park Fund. Put it on your calendar, the Travis Fullenkamp Memorial Benefit, Friday and Saturday, October 22nd and 23rd at Wendelene Sports Club.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Folks, if you ain't doing anything this weekend and you want to go for a walk.
Yep.
Just a nice walk.
Good walk.
Take your lover.
Yep.
Take your dog.
Yep.
Walk down to the new baseball complex.
Looking good. Getting there,
I haven't been by there in a long time.
The grass is sodded.
Yep.
Pretty impressive.
That wall is awesome.
It is.
Cowpey? Cool.
I don't know who did that. Yeah, I heard Cowpey built those.
That's a pretty good setup there. That is pretty awesome.
Folks, that sucker.
You gotta love it.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta love that.
Yes. And I did, when I went to the auction on Sunday night, I did get to look over and see that.
Check it out.
Did you buy anything?
No.
Oh, that's nice. Depends. Thanks, Neil.
Yep, you're welcome.
So bored a little bit.
I did the thing that Jerry Kalpin always does. You give him $10, you pull a cork out of the bucket, and whichever wine bottle or chocolate or wine glass pops up, then you get that. So
how was that? Good? Good turnout?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good
turnout. Yeah.
Make some money?
They made a lot of money. They had a first edition Mark Twain book. Went for big money.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They had several.
Should have took it to the guy on Vegas.
Yeah.
Monster.
Yeah. One second.
Rick.
And then that chick comes in and.
Yeah, the book lady. Yeah. I can't think of her name.
We didn't want any pawn money.
Yeah.
We wanted real money.
Oh, we didn't want that.
Yeah, we didn't want to get pawn money.
Oh, okay.
And they had a
diamond pendant, I seen.
Yeah. That was donated by Jones Jewelers. And Mike Gruby restored a Shell gas pump, very similar to the ones at our visitor's center.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. And that went for big money.
Yeah.
Big.
Stoney? Stoney buy that one?
No.
Nope. He did?
He did not.
You know,
I'm not sure he bid on it. He has similar stuff.
He's got a lot of that stuff, yeah.
And that money goes to?
To Project Recovery, which helps maintain the visitor center and the historical society so they can maintain the property. 20, 25 years ago, the state said, we're not taking care of the museum. We'll pay you to take care of to mow and all that kind of stuff, but we're not paying anybody to be at the museum. So the Fort Recovery Historical Society said, we'll take care of it. And it takes people to do that and a lot of maintenance that most of it the state will pay for, but some of it they don't. So
we are so blessed.
Oh, jeez.
We got some of the greatest people.
This is awesome.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It is unbelievable.
It's not like that anywhere else. This community is
nuts.
Special.
It is. It is crazy.
Yeah. You know, it's cool. Like Renee. I mean, it's a girl that's in Wisconsin now. She loves Wisconsin, but she will never, ever not love the Fort.
Yeah.
Can't forget your roots. This is home, man. This is where it's at.
This is home to her, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
And we love you back.
Yeah.
That's good, because I like to come back. Yes. So.
Yeah. So you how long drive you got? Like 6-7 hours?
About 7 hours. Kind of depends on traffic and which way you decide you want to go.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. How do you get around Chicago?
Yeah, so now we tend to take 294. So we'll, weave our way 30 across, weave our way up, and jump on 94 to 294.
Does that get you, do you kind of get south of Chicago and swing around?
You go around and you really come up out by O'Hare and then jump back on 90 and we head over towards Madison.
Yeah,
but you avoid all the traffic downtown. Chicago's got bad construction right now downtown, so you just want to avoid it. I miss seeing the skyline, but this is that way is faster.
Awesome. So. It is. We drove through there a couple weeks ago. And I love driving through that. I mean, you're right.
It is. Construction. You got to sit around a little bit. It's kind of neat.
You think construction is bad now? You wait till this $1 trillion comes rolling in for the
infrastructure bill.
Infrastructure.
Yeah. Every road, every bridge, it's going to be hell in a handbasket.
Yeah.
Every road in Wisconsin needs all that money. We have terrible roads.
You got a good highway going up there, though.
Oh, yeah.
From Milwaukee.
Straight up.
Oh, yeah.
To Oshkosh.
Yeah, you're good.
Oh, you guys are over by Point, but
yeah. Yeah, that's nice.
That was
fly on that bad boy.
Oh, yeah.
About 100.
About 100.
Well, yeah. If you're not going 100 people in FDR.
Yeah, that's exactly. Somebody
flying by you, giving you the finger.
Yeah. Somebody's going 100. Yeah.
Come on, get in your right lane.
So, Neil says that they had the gas pump, right?
Yeah.
That was a big thing. So, my dad had a gas pump, and Carl bought it, and it's up there. It's my garage now. And the last price on it was how much?
Oh, my.
You mean gallon of gas?
Gallon of gas.
I used to know
gallon
that.
Gallon of gas.
I used to know that because when I worked up there, helped them out, I'd put gas in the cars. And
yep.
I don't remember.
So your dad, your pappy's been gone how long?
Pappy's been gone since 81.
It's two digits.
It's not
three digits.
It is definitely
I'm going
two digits.
89 cents.
I'll say 79 cents.
79 is close. Neil?
I was going to go 59 is what I remember.
24.
Oh, my.
I knew it was some ridiculous number.
In 1980.
Think about it. 1981.
Now, is it regular gasoline?
I don't think it was regular. It might have been regular.
Yeah, it wasn't unleaded.
24 cents.
But, you know, your dad probably just gave it to whoever came in.
Oh, absolutely.
He bartered it. He probably got something out of it.
Oh, yeah. Six pack.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you gave me a six pack of beer. I'm good to go.
Yeah,
you gave me 3 gallons of gas.
Yeah, I remember Bill took some stuff out to Breimeyer's out there by the BFW.
Yep. Oh, yeah,
and he always took junk.
Yep.
And Dad said, "Bill, run this out there." And Bill dropped it off, and the guy said, "Tell your dad I don't want paid in beer this time."
Can I get some cash?
How about giving me a couple of bucks? Dad just dropped off. That's the way they did it.
There you go. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
Absolutely.
Can I bring a case up for my car, Bill?
A case of beer?
Yeah. About 100 of them?
About 100 cases?
Yeah, about right.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Seniors we ain't heard from. Why don't you text Logan, see what's going on.
Let's see if Logan's coming up.
Hey, maybe they're getting extra religion.
He's 9 o'clock out.
So oh, okay, good.
He might be coming about.
Yeah, we ain't got nothing going on.
So, have you ever thought about getting some different thing for that and having Mike Gruby restore your gas pump?
I should do that. I should just keep it.
A few $1,000?
Yeah, I should just keep it.
Yeah, it's probably worth it.
Or put it outside your garage at your house or something.
Yeah, I agree. I think I should do that right out front
because somebody will run into it.
He don't think of that stuff.
I'm not very good at that.
No, he ain't. No.
Yeah, because those things are...
He'd give it to somebody.
Those are valuable.
I'm too stupid.
Even this one, the ones we have down there, I think they used to have the original glass globe, but they're not putting them out there because somebody would steal them.
Absolutely.
And the one that Mike had didn't have the original glass globe. With the original glass globe, that's another $1,000 or something.
Yeah, those are pretty sought after.
Yeah, because they get busted up. And
absolutely.
So getting back to your volleyball career, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when you were a senior, how good were we?
We were good. We had eight seniors on our team. That was a lot.
Yeah.
Paul Schritz was still the coach.
Yeah. Yeah.
We lost.
Now, did you win a state title?
No, we lost the district final to St. Henry, who won that year.
Yep.
That was your senior year?
That was my senior year, yep. My junior year, you could argue we were maybe a little better. Mandy Hastings would have been a senior then. But my senior year, I think our chemistry was better, and we were kind of the kids that played a really good defense. Like, other teams hated us because we just dug everything.
Yeah.
So you had to work pretty hard to get points against us. But really fun team, and that was a tough loss. That was a big one at the end.
That
but,
hurt.
That
one hurt.
Yep, that one hurt.
That was a dovey. Yeah.
Did you? So you played. You continued your career at UD.
I did. I walked on at UD.
Now, did you get offers for smaller schools?
I did. So I was seriously considering playing basketball at Thomas More. They wanted me to come pretty bad, and I really wanted to play basketball, but I knew that there was more in life than playing sports then, and I said, you know what? Dayton's got a major, or their business school is good. That's where I should go, and I said, I'm going to try out, right? I'll try out for volleyball. If I don't make it, I'll try out for basketball. Like, it's not going to hurt anything. What's the worst they're going to do? Say no.
Yeah.
So I did the open tryouts, and I had never been in that situation before. I mean, at Fort Recovery, you hope you have enough kids. Like, we never had a situation where we had to cut anybody. So, but I made the team as a freshman and ended up being a captain by the time I was a senior. But it was a good experience. Very different, right? I went from being a multi-year starter, you know, here at the Fort, and then you go down to Dayton, and now I'm the I'm the practice player, right? Like, you're, I'm helping the other kids get ready.
Yep.
And then, by the time I was a junior and senior, I was playing more, but I'm short, right? You know, we're playing D1 ball. We're in the A10. We're playing against teams that, a lot of the girls on my team were 6'3", 6'4", left-handed. God, yeah. I mean, crazy. We played against a girl from George Washington. Her first name was Svetlana.
Svetlana. So she was Yugoslavian.
She was Russian. And her hand, I was like frightened when we went through the high five
Don't
line.
Don't kill me.
I mean, this girl was, she's big, right? Yeah. Like, so I didn't hit much. I didn't play in front row much unless we were playing somebody who wasn't very good. But really great experience. And I think it just teaches you a lot, right? Like, there's good things about being not only in different sports, but being on winning teams and losing teams. And sports are a real, I would say, comparison to what happens in life, right? Like, you got to learn how to cooperate with other people, people you don't get along with, stuff like that. But we had a lot of fun, brought up different personalities, but, you know, great people, and
really, Renee, like, you have so many lifelong friends.
Oh, yeah.
From that volleyball court, too.
Absolutely.
That's what it's about. I mean, that's just such what it's about. If you can have some fun with people, and then all of a sudden, you know, out of saying it, because Kelsey just had a wedding
this
last past weekend with a girl that she roommated with from St. Mary's, a great girl. And we went in there and we just had such a good time, and there were so many good girls there. And you're the same way. I mean, you have so many friends, and you can always go see them, and it's just awesome.
I just saw Karen Masiaga 2 weeks ago. She's one of my very, very best friends, one of a great teammate, great player.
Yes.
Like, but I never would have met her if it wasn't for that.
Absolutely.
For that experience. Absolutely. And so, it was just awesome. So,
you, hardest, you ever take a ball off the head?
Yes, probably. I know I did as a freshman playing basketball with Lynn Fullenkamp, because she threw the ball 100 miles an hour. So, Lynn, thank you. I'm sure I did there. I never did in softball or anything like that. But in softball, I think the most games we ever won in a season was like 8.
Yeah.
So,
how about back row in volleyball?
Oh yeah, you get six packs. Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah,
no problem.
Yeah, but it happens. Yeah. So you got to be ready.
Exactly right.
You can get some C marks on your face, but
absolutely.
What about your lid? That's one of the greatest hair days I ever.
Talk about Logan.
Yeah,
I like it.
Huh?
I like it.
Looking good, ain't he?
Yeah, he does.
That's why you get all the women.
Yes,
a ladies' man.
Probably has to get a bigger helmet.
Big helmet. That's exactly
right. Cushion. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We got the senior football players.
Football
up here,
boys,
folks,
are coming in.
Well, Sports Talk presented by
the 8th Street Market.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4848.
Get ready for the return of the Cooper Farms Turkey Trot 5K. After a year off, we're ready to gobble our way through St. Henry on Saturday, November 6th, all while benefiting Everhart Hospice. In-person registration begins at 9 a.m. with race beginning at 10 a.m. The flat 3.1-mile course will start and finish at Cooper Farms Processing in St. Henry. Water will be provided on the course with chip timing provided by Speedy Feet. Following the race, enjoy a delicious hot turkey meal, carry-out style. For pricing and full race details, visit SpeedyFeet.com and search for the Cooper Farms Turkey Trot.
The Friends of the Library will be having a used book sale at the library the week of Monday, October 18th through Saturday, October 23rd during normal library hours. Here's your chance to get a bargain on a nice selection of used books, audiobooks, and DVDs. Proceeds from the sale will be used to purchase materials and equipment for the library. Be sure to stop by and check out the bargains anytime the week of October 18th through 23rd at your library during their used book sale. And donated items are being accepted now. Please be sure they're clean and in good condition, and textbooks, encyclopedias, magazines, and VHS tapes cannot be accepted. Head up to your library to find some treasures October 18th through 23rd during normal library hours.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Bee.
Neil's pointing at me. You know what that means? We're on.
We're back.
Oh, we are back. How's it going? Yes. We are joined here by the senior football players. And folks, let me tell you something. COVID sucks. All right? COVID sucks because a lot of things. But the reason I hate it is because we couldn't interview the kids last year.
Yep.
It was
this year we say we ain't worried about no COVID.
Screw COVID. Let's go.
Yep. Because we both had it.
Yep. We ain't scared.
I ain't scared. You scared?
Nope.
No, I had it too.
Did you? There you go. Good job. Good job.
Exactly right.
That voice right there is Mr. Caleb Evers. How you doing, brother?
I'm pretty good.
Good.
How are you guys?
We are doing great.
Great, buddy.
Okay, first of all, and I'm going to talk a little bit about, introduce yourself and your senior and all your, you know,
mom and dad.
Mom and dad, parents, yeah. All that stuff. Let's hook go.
All right. I'm Caleb Evers. My parents are Chase Evers, Wes Curtis, Joe Wes Curtis, and Delay Mike Evers.
Who was awesome, by the way.
He was a great guy.
Yeah. He could hit a softball.
For a mile. Yeah.
He could hit it from the park to the Lutheran church.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But he only did it twice.
Yeah.
A couple times.
I heard a lot of stories about it when he was growing up.
It's awesome.
But,
yeah. And one of the nicest people ever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. For sure.
So we got one more football game and then playoffs. You are involved in everything. You're unbelievable.
Yeah,
basically
jack of all trades.
You
absolutely
are.
Absolutely, and
most of the time when you're the jack of all trades, you kind of do everything half-assed, right? You don't.
No,
you're
sir.
A champion at everything.
You are awesome.
You are a tremendous football player. Your work ethic is unbelievable.
Thanks.
In basketball, nobody outworks you.
Nope.
You get more out of your talent than any kid I've ever seen come through our school. Okay? And then, with the band, you're unbelievable.
Yeah, you got a good shout-out from Reed Knuth. He was on Insight
before
you.
This.
He was talking about it.
Huh?
He's talking about
he loves
Caleb.
Yeah. Yeah. Who don't love this kid?
You got
nobody.
How mad were you Friday night after that football game? Did you, like, break the water bottle, or did you punch anybody in the head or anything?
I'm not going to lie. I walked in the locker room, and I threw my helmet in my locker.
Oh.
I'm one of those guys that...
Should have tossed her back because I threw it again. Oh, I was mad, too.
I'm one of those guys that, like, you don't see me get upset very often.
Even keel.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it struck a nerve a little.
It was a little. It was a little crappy.
It was such a fluke to lose that game.
A little crappy.
But we're not going to worry about that.
No.
We're going to worry about this week versus Bremen.
We're moving on.
Yeah.
We're going to set our sights forward, right? Mm-hmm. We got a lot of stuff going on. You're playing football with 6 year buddies and a lot more than that.
Oh, yeah.
And when you think about football, what's football and playing team sports meant to you?
Oh, it means a lot. Like, when you can provide for other people by just giving 100% effort and doing what you're supposed to do and it actually working, it brings a ton of satisfaction to me.
Absolutely, buddy.
Yep.
So how about your...
I love this kid.
What's your funnest, funnest memory of football? Do you have anybody where you knock somebody's head off or you clock somebody one time? I mean, I kind of think football. You gotta. I think maybe it's when I knocked that guy out.
It was probably the scrimmage last year before our first game. I think it was. I forget who we played.
Ben Logan, maybe something like that.
Yeah, but we used to do Indian Lake, but I don't think it was last year.
I don't think it was
Hicksville.
Yeah, that's it.
And there were a lot of the upperclassmen didn't have faith that I was like physical enough to play.
Yep.
And then I just knocked the crap out of the running back. I hit him so hard that he fumbled the ball, and he yelled, "My hand is killing me right now." And then,
so breaking a guy's hand was your
I didn't break his hand. He came back later.
Yeah,
but like that, it wasn't
good
allegedly.
Stuff. That's
it,
good stuff.
He actually came back. Yeah. But like he,
your buddies are giving you some ribbon back there.
Yeah,
peanut gallery. They'll get their turn.
But yeah, that kind of
was awesome. Yeah,
made me feel really
cool.
Good.
That's pretty cool.
So we just had homecoming.
Yeah,
did you have a date?
Yeah, I did.
And you gonna tell us who it was?
It was Olivia Hawk.
Olivia Hawk.
Olivia, yeah. Yep.
Did you dance?
Yep.
Are you a good dancer?
I am not a good dancer.
I am the worst dancer.
I got
great moves.
I am long and awkward. I can't dance.
I'm
long and awkward. I can't dance.
Well, I'll tell you what, my friend. We're going to interview the other guys, but you're a champion, and thank you for representing our school.
Absolutely.
Because you're a good dude, man.
We enjoyed the hell out of watching you play.
All right. Get ready for Friday night. Bremen, bring them on.
Go get them.
Thanks, Kevin.
We'll take a break. We're going to come right back. Logan Homan's up next. We'll be right back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Lean and Mean TS6 Series tractors from New Holland and K&L Tractor Sales feature rock-solid reliability. You can tailor a model to match the tasks you do without sacrificing comfort. That's called being New Holland smart. Choose from four models between 90 and 115 PTO horsepower, two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive for added traction, and an all-weather cab or spacious flat deck platform. No matter how you outfit your TS6 Series tractor, you get rock-solid reliability. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales today.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
So my heater wasn't heating. My friend Tom said I should switch to gas, but Larry suggested I go with a dual fuel furnace. Then Martin said I should use heat from the ground. Geothermally called it. Then my wife said, just call Reasoner. Sure enough, Reasoner Energy had them all. Train high efficiency dual fuel heat pumps, furnaces, and an amazing geothermal heat pump. Reasoner took a look at our place, and the next thing you know, we're all cozy and warm. Go ahead and talk to your friends. But make sure you also talk to my friends at Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Pre-sale tickets for Friday's football game at New Bremen will be sold tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. in the middle school office, then from noon to 4 p.m. at the high school office. On Friday, tickets will be sold from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the high school office. Pre-sale tickets are $7 for both adults and students. All tickets at the gate will be $8. Tickets for the Lady Indians sectional final volleyball match tomorrow night versus Crestview at Lincoln View are available online only at OHSAA.org/tickets. There will be no tickets sold at the door for this year's volleyball tournament. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow evening, the Lady Indians will travel to Lincoln View to take on Crestview in the sectional final match, and will simulcast WPGW's coverage of the match starting around 6:30. On Friday, it'll be the last football game of the regular season, with the Indians traveling to New Bremen to take on the defending state champion Cardinals. Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team will bring you that action live with the Wayne Street Market pregame show starting at 6:40. Get out to these games to support our Indians teams, but if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Sports Talk Senior Night. We're talking to the football players. We just had Caleb Beavers up. And we're joined now by, state your name, parents, the whole nine yards.
My name's Logan Homan. My parents are Steve and Carrie Homan.
Who's Steve? You mean Beaver?
Beaver.
Beaver! We know
Beaver.
He's awesome.
Yeah, that's right. This guy sitting to your left. Okay, you got a lot of fans, right? I mean, you got a lot of fans. People like Logan.
Logan's pretty
Mr.
good.
Mr. Hot. Logan's all hot. Man. Hot Logan. He's so handsome.
He's pretty good.
But nobody's a bigger fan than this uncle of yours over here.
And he's damn right.
He's a big fan of yours. And
I'll tell you what. I tell you what, Logan, you've made me pretty proud over the last couple of years. And football-wise, absolutely unbelievable how hard you play. And that's all I ever did. I played hard, and you play hard, and I never got to play football.
The difference is he's good at it, and you wasn't.
And he's really big, and I ain't worth shit. But
you turned out pretty good in your 20s. But
Yeah, I got older. I wasn't too bad, but he's a great kid, damn it, and he plays hard. That's what I like.
Yeah, that's right. And Logan, you've been a football guy for all your career. You had one of the greatest injuries.
Yep.
We can laugh about it now.
Yeah.
It's a little scary.
But he might be the first football player to helicopter ride.
Yeah. He got the helicopter ride.
Gizzard. Got hit in a gizzard,
and that's bad.
Hit in spleen.
Yeah.
I had mono, so my spleen was enlarged.
Nice.
And then I was running to go make the tackle, and then out of nowhere, got blindsided by Nick Hawk.
Drilled. Who got you?
Nick
Hawk. And you know what's nice is what's cool about it is you think, you know, Parkway, son of a bitch, goddamn. But he called him that night and apologized and felt bad. And Logan's like, hey, it's football, man. That's what it is. Yeah. You know, that's what's really cool about Mac Sports.
You've had a hell of a career, and you're the type of kid who whatever it takes for the team, right? So you're a tight end, you're on the line. All of a sudden, Brent says, why don't you try running the ball?
See what happens.
And what do you think of that guilt?
It's really fun getting to carry the ball.
Yeah. And you're really good at it. And Riley can't carry it 700 times a game. We got to give him a couple.
He don't mind a break once in a while.
Yeah. So being a running back, and that's pretty good stuff, ain't it?
Yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah. So how was your reaction Friday night after that loss? Was you like...
Took it to the heart.
Did you kick the dog or cat?
It hurt.
Dog or
hurt
cat
a little
or
bit.
It hurt a little bit.
It did hurt a little
bit. It did hurt, but we ain't worried about that bad boy because we got Bremen, and your girlfriend's from Bremen.
Yep.
You know how I knew that? No.
No?
How would I know that?
The time you brought me... 2 years ago, I asked him to bring me to Ian's baseball game.
Take you to a baseball game.
And I went and
hung out. He never seen one pitch Ian's game. Yeah, he was making out with his little girl, swapping spit. Yeah. I was like,
killing me?
What the hell is going on? He shows up one pitch to go. Here he comes walking in. I said,
How about Logan? Never seen him. Didn't see him one time.
You're unbelievable.
How about Ian?
You didn't finish your chaperone duties then, Bob.
No, I wasn't very good
at it.
I was
like, bad chaperone.
Yeah, I was a bad chaperone. How's school going?
Pretty good.
Good?
Not bad. Senior year. You guys are flying.
It is flying.
Halfway through?
Yep.
God. Rumor. I hear rumor. Rumor, you're playing hoops. Ain't true to that.
Yep. I'm playing.
Well, good for you.
You gonna dunk one?
You can't
I went 1-for-7 in summer league and dunked.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, I ain't bad.
Hey.
I think Coach Melton will love that.
One, yeah.
If you dunk one, you got to look over to your old Uncle Fee. Give me the old high five. I got
and
one.
And if you miss one,
now look over to Bob.
Don't smile.
Go to Bob. Not me.
Just run straight to the locker room.
Yeah. Straight to the bench.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
I wish you luck the rest of the season, my friend. And you've been a lot of fun to watch, and you've done nothing but make us proud, kid.
Absolutely, all right, buddy.
Riley, come on
glad
up here.
Glad you came up.
Yeah. We're going to get Riley up here before we won't take a break here. We'll go right into it.
Yeah. That's fine.
And we got to pay bills, but
no, it's,
we're broke.
We're in good
shape. We're broke. We have got no money. Fort Carey Radio is broke. Are you donating money to the school this month, I seen.
Million?
Yeah, I see.
You should have given a million. You should have given a million.
Fort Cover Radio gives like $500 or something.
It is $20,000,
but yeah. Well, nice. Congratulations.
That is big.
The commercial just went up.
That is big.
State your name and parents and a whole nine yards.
I'm Riley Heiser. My parents are Tammy and Brian Heiser, and I'm a senior in high school.
You are a senior in high school. So we go to...
Oh, my.
Okay, first of all, this dude on the basketball court, classic.
He's awesome.
He is a classic basketball player. He's a little fart smeller, you know, and he runs around 7,000 miles an hour.
Oh, yep. Absolutely.
So I go to Wayne Trace this year, football game, first game.
Yep.
And I really don't know what to expect, right?
Really, we didn't.
Had no idea.
We had no idea.
No.
We had
got beat 60-0.
Yep. We had
no idea. Riley Heiser carries the ball 38 times for 947 yards.
Yeah, 1,000 yards in one game.
It was the most unbelievable thing I ever seen.
It was unbelievable.
Did you expect that?
I didn't really know what to expect because we never played them before. I just went out there and played my hardest, and that's how the
outcome. So do you get in that game and do you say, Jesus God, there's a lot of big holes here. I'm just running wide open. This is awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, you just feel like, this is pretty easy. This is unbelievable how good it is.
It's always fun when you don't get touched. You can just run straight.
Oh, my God. And you got to love your, God, your big boys. You. Your big boys are giving you giving the holes.
But Wayne Trace had a nose tackle that was 6'9", 740
giant.
Pounds.
Yeah, absolute giant.
He never tackled you one time.
Never touched you.
He's the biggest dude I've ever seen.
He's committed. Yeah, he was. He's in the process of playing the game.
Really?
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, he's a big dude. Yep. He's a real big dude. So how's your senior year been so far?
Pretty good. School's pretty easy.
That's good.
It helps when you're smart.
Yeah.
What about the beard?
I should have done that.
What's this? What's the beard coming?
Oh, I don't know. Uh-huh. It grows out every once in a while. Mm-hmm. I shave it.
I like it.
Chicks dig it?
No, not really.
Huh? Did you have dates at homecoming?
Nope.
What?
Just went by myself.
Do a little dancing?
The star running back didn't have a date?
No.
Are these girls stupid?
They're stupid.
I don't know.
Huh?
They must be.
They should have been. There should have been a line up and just waiting for him to walk down the hall and
lined
just ask
up.
Him.
Yeah, he's the star running back. Absolutely. Yeah, I agree with you.
Pussy's got a great smile.
He's kind of cute.
I wasn't going to say cute, but...
Huh?
Hey, if you need a date to prom, Neil or Bob or prom.
Yeah,
I don't know. But
what's your favorite subject in school?
Probably strength and conditioning.
Yeah, so I think you're pretty good
at it. Call. Is that I
block?
Like that.
Yeah, block. It just gives you a chance to work out, and it's a class period, so it counts for credit.
What's your game plan after class? After school's out.
I was either thinking about going to the military or going into the workforce.
Well, I'm going to tell you this right now, okay? Whatever you decide, you will be great at it.
You will be fabulous.
Because you have a work ethic that's awesome, and you're a good dude.
Thank you.
And we wish you nothing but the best.
Absolutely, buddy.
Yeah, all right, absolutely.
Man, let's take a break. We'll come right back. We're going to go to our next senior sports talk with Bubba and Fee.
With the weather getting cooler, we start thinking about making a big batch of chili, and Wayne Street Market has everything you'll need to make your secret recipe. A large selection of seasonings, beans, tomato juice and tomato soup, fresh and canned tomatoes, shredded cheese, crackers, and you can get a 10-pound roll of ground chuck for just $2.99 a pound. If you're looking for a great meal in a hurry, stop into Wayne Street Market, where they always have good hot meals ready to go every day back in their deli, like meatloaf Mondays, tenderloin Tuesdays, and they have ribs on Thursdays and burgers and brats on Fridays. And you'll want to make them your first stop every morning with one of their many varieties of coffee and one of their fresh pastries. And they're taking orders now for Cooper Farms turkey rolls for the holidays. Good food ready to go every day. Just stop into Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern. We have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Tuesday through Friday. On Tuesdays, it's meatloaf, twice-baked potato, green beans, peaches, and a roll. Wednesday, it's our famous three-piece chicken dinner with mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, pudding, and a roll. Thursday, you can get tenderloin, fries, and applesauce. On Friday, we have our half-pound cheeseburgers, fries, and slaw. Fast, delicious home-cooked lunch specials Tuesday through Friday at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Port Covey.
Get ready for the return of the Cooper Farms Turkey Trot 5K. After a year off, we're ready to gobble our way through St. Henry on Saturday, November 6th, all while benefiting Everhart Hospice. In-person registration begins at 9 a.m. with race beginning at 10 a.m. The flat 3.1-mile course will start and finish at Cooper Farms Processing in St. Henry. Water will be provided on the course with chip timing provided by Speedy Feet. Following the race, enjoy a delicious hot turkey meal, carry-out style. For pricing and full race details, visit SpeedyFeet.com and search for the Cooper Farms Turkey Trot.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Ford Recovery. Ball is in the air. Time for football.
Okay,
Fee,
and getting your. Okay, getting your... we got him stopped.
There you go.
He'll be on next time.
Be good.
Turkey Trot, you in or out?
I don't know. I'm not really a runner.
Aren't you?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm out with you.
Me either. Name?
I'm Isaac Kanapke. My parents are Joe and Kim Kanapke.
Two of the best.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
How's football going?
Good.
You love it?
Yeah. I'm really enjoying it this year. It's been a lot of fun so far.
You You are a four-year player?
Yes.
You are a... Been an offensive lineman the whole time?
Yep.
D-line?
Yep.
What's your favorite football memory?
I don't know. Go back to last week. It's the one that's popping in my head right now. I was pulling out, and there was an outside linebacker right there, and he didn't see me at all, and I just waxed him.
Did you?
So much fun. Just leveled him.
You gotta love that.
I'll tell you what. Like, we never got it. We didn't have football. You know, we didn't have football when we were back in school. But I love listening to guys like you because that has to be the neatest.
Oh, yeah.
That has to be the neatest feeling ever. When you're coming across and that kid has no idea, I am going to lay you out right now. And that's got to be awesome.
We talk to all the seniors every year. And Wes Winning was a wide receiver. And he took the hardest hit I've ever seen.
Oh, my God. I thought he was
dead. And his mouthpiece flew out. He's a wide receiver. And his mouthpiece went about 20 yards. And we always teased him about it. Longest mouthpiece fly in the history.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
But he talks about that, you know. I got nailed there, you know, and he just laughs about it.
And so he was a state champion.
Yeah, that's right.
And he decided to win a state.
Yeah, absolutely hell of an athlete. You come from a good group of folks there, your parents and you as this thing winds down, mm-hmm. you find yourself getting emotional.
Yeah, it's sad to see it all go. Like, this is our last chance to live it up before we have to go to the real world. This is our last few months. How do we go here?
Yeah, so when you have a kid who answers like that, you know the dude's got he's got her together.
Things are going right.
Yeah, because that's exactly right. Playing in a team sport, there's nothing like it, mm-hmm. you know? And a guy like you who can take them younger kids and talk about what an experience you've had.
Yeah.
You know? And that's what you need to do. You know, get down there to them junior high kids because they look up to guys like you, man.
Yeah.
You know
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely.
So I've been told, yeah.
Yeah. So absolutely. That's exactly right. Do you have a date to homecoming?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with my girlfriend.
And she is?
Ashlyn Bowman. She's from Osgood. She's a dirty Steiner. Tell her I said
that too. I hope she ain't listening.
I hope she heard that.
Oh, that's
perfect.
That is awesome, and you're a dead man.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed your last date with her.
Yeah.
What's game plan after school? What an answer.
I love it.
Oh, well, that'll be a memory.
Yeah.
What's your game plan?
Just think, they were all worried about talking on the radio. Yeah. They were going to be too shy to say anything.
What an answer. What's your game plan after you get out of school?
I haven't decided yet. Right now, the plan is college. I just don't know. It's a big investment to make. I really want to be sure first that I want to go with my major before I start paying for classes.
You the man, brother.
Yep.
Good luck Friday night.
Thank
absolutely,
you.
You're awesome.
Enjoy.
Thank you all.
Yep.
Thank
all, you all right, man. You guys, you're awesome. Dirty Steiner.
I love it.
Now we get his twin brother. Wonder what he's going to say.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
I got a new date.
Yeah. Right. Name?
Name, I'm Henry Kanapke. Same parents because we're twins.
Okay. Absolutely. Yeah.
So you guys ever, like, getting in a fight where mom says, I'm going to Ben? Or dad's name?
Joe,
you take care of these two or I'm going to kill them. You ever get into the headlock?
Every once in a while?
Not too bad.
Yeah.
Who wins arm wrestling?
Arm wrestling? I do.
You get him?
You what? Got him?
No.
Got a naysayer in the back.
Yeah,
you buying that.
You get him.
He's not buying that.
Yeah,
of course.
No doubt.
Yeah.
How you like football?
I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
You 4-year?
Yes.
Yep.
Absolutely.
You when you look back at your career and you know playing with your brother and all your buddies here, you got to be proud of where you're at.
Yeah. I enjoy it.
Yeah, you know, we got New Bremen Friday. We look like the chips fall
pretty
where
good
they we've got a legitimate shot of getting in the playoffs.
We're gonna play.
And anything can happen. If we don't, you know, if we avoid Coldwater,
mm-hmm. bring them on.
I mean, we got to be realist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There ain't one team we can't beat.
Yeah.
Of course.
You know what?
Maybe Mechanicsburg. Don't know how good they are this year.
Yeah.
They usually have a good program. Rest of them, they don't know who we are. They're going to see.
I'd love to play like Arcane.
4-6, 3-7, whatever it's going to be. Yeah.
Or we win Friday night and then we move up and.
Play some besides Coldwater.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yep.
How's the favorite subject in school?
Favorite subject? Probably history.
Really? Who teaches that?
Basie. Charlie Basie.
Basie?
Yeah. He's a football coach. He's a great coach.
He is.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Seems like a good teacher, too. Coach.
Really good dude. Teacher.
Yeah. Do you have a date to prom?
Nope.
What?
Nope.
He's saying that so he doesn't have to say something bad about her.
No. Isaac's the one with the sharp tongue.
Well, we wish you the best of luck, my friend. And you're a good dude, man. We wish you the best. And you're going to do something
absolutely
great.
Absolutely.
All right. Guarantee it.
Have some fun here in the next couple weeks.
That's right.
Huh? Why not?
Yep.
He's a handsome fella, too.
Absolutely.
You're probably the best looking guy on the team. No. You are probably the ugliest.
I got a face for radio.
for radio.
Your brother's probably the ugliest of the six. All right, Kendrick, come on up here. Good luck, buddy. Full sends only. Name, rank, serial number.
Kendrick Wendell. Parents are Terry and Kathy Wendell.
Absolutely.
How about that beard? That's a tremendous
that's a great
beard. That's an Amish beard.
Oh, that's a great beard.
Huh?
Yeah. Probably a little bit.
What's your favorite sport, football or baseball?
Probably football.
Yeah. Football pretty good.
Yeah. How you having fun?
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Good. Good. You've been a four-year?
Yep.
Been on varsity for the last couple years?
Last two.
Yeah.
Yep.
So when you look back, and this year you got the kicking duties.
Yeah.
What'd you think of that job?
I mean, I did it my sophomore year, and it's a little bit my freshman year.
It's a tough job, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, people think it's a piece of cake. You just walk up there and kick that. You kick that extra point.
We're going to jail.
We might want to zip that. We're
like, make a little note here.
But they don't realize. God, I mean, Kendrick, God, that's a tough job.
9:27 on that.
A lot of people coming in, and it's, golly, that's a big deal.
Yes, about to 1.3 seconds. That's how fast you got to get it off before they're in your face.
Exactly. And seriously, how much do you practice? I mean, you're probably working on more line stuff than you're worried about. Kicking that extra point.
That's probably once a week we practice.
Once a week. That's what I figured. I figured I was
going to. It's like anything, though. I mean, against Friday night, you had a kickoff where you absolutely had to be the longest kickoff you've ever had.
Yeah.
And you had some great boots. Really, you had some great boots.
Yeah. And then your extra point that you made was a rocket. I mean, you kicked that thing 40 yards. It's weird how. Just bit off.
A lot of people don't realize that that kickoff is about as, I mean, it's more or big as that extra point you're kicking. You know, getting them down that field and not giving them a short field is a huge thing for your defense.
Yeah.
Position is amazing. Yeah, it is.
Absolutely, guys. I mean, that's tough.
So you, what's your game plan after school?
Probably work on the family farm.
Oh, boy. That's a good gig.
That's a perfect gig.
Yeah.
So you're not going to work at St. Joe's store and smoke brisket?
I probably could do that.
Do that once
probably
in a while,
done it before.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, probably a couple times.
I'd say
a few times.
You could have maybe brought up some food today.
Yeah, there would have been. That would have been.
Hey, we got cheese.
Meat been your number one guy.
Meat and cheese compared to Wendell Burger.
Well, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's big. That's big.
That turkey with a little barbecue sauce.
Ooh, that's good.
Is that your favorite or what?
Yeah, that or we get riblets.
Ooh. Never had them.
They're pretty good.
Wait a minute. You could have brought some up today. But
so we got to call in. We got to give it the Kendrick special. Yeah. We need the Kendrick special.
The riblets.
I need the riblets, man.
I didn't even know you had riblets.
I didn't know either.
They're not on the menu. It's
there you go. It's a secret thing, man. I'm gonna throw that in next time I talk to Terry. Right.
Did you have a date to the homecoming?
I did.
And?
Attaboy. I'm a colleague.
Huh? Yeah, I know.
Ooh, I kicked his coverage a little bit there.
She's way too pretty for you.
Probably.
Huh? Homecoming king.
Yeah.
Cry?
No.
You cried a little.
No.
When they put that old crown on you and you're walking around like a big goober. No tears.
Not happening.
Get this damn thing off my head.
Can you get it out of here fast enough? How many pictures do I got to take?
Yeah.
One, three. That's it. I'm not giving any more.
Well, I'll tell you what, buddy. You're just a great dude. I mean, absolutely. You're a fun kid. There's a reason you're the homecoming king. It ain't because you're the biggest prick in school. It's because you're one of the most liked kids.
Yep.
And people look up to you.
It's pretty cool.
And all you guys are just nothing but class act. And all you've done is represent our school.
Made us proud. Made us proud, fellas.
And I told Fee and I told Spencey, we lost that game Friday night. It sure as hell ain't from a lack of effort. And you guys have done nothing but play your butts off all year. So let's go out Friday night, play Bremen, see what the hell happens.
Do it one more time.
Maybe we'll, that's exactly right. Let's have fun, right? Thank you guys for coming up. You're awesome. Let's take a break. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Lean and Mean TS6 Series tractors from New Holland and K&L Tractor Sales feature rock-solid reliability. You can tailor a model to match the tasks you do without sacrificing comfort. That's called being New Holland smart. Choose from four models between 90 and 115 PTO horsepower, two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive for added traction, and an all-weather cab or spacious flat deck platform. No matter how you outfit your TS6 Series tractor, you get rock-solid reliability. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales today.
It's time to eat, and you don't have time to make supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. Everybody can get what they want, whether it's their great sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, or their awesome pizza. Just call them and they'll get it ready for you, then just drive through and pick it up. And it's time to start thinking about reserving lanes for a holiday get-together or birthday party. And don't forget their awesome pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. They open at 3 Monday through Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Be sure to put their number in your phone so you can call them with one touch, 375-4274. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow evening, the Lady Indians will travel to Lincoln View to take on Crestview in the sectional final match, and will simulcast WPGW's coverage of the match starting around 6:30. On Friday, it'll be the last football game of the regular season, with the Indians traveling to New Bremen to take on the defending state champion Cardinals. Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team will bring you that action live with the Wayne Street Market pregame show starting at 6:40. Get out to these games to support our Indians teams, but if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
About those guys.
Oh my goodness, great kids.
They were awesome.
Yeah, we've had a lot of seniors come up, you know.
Yep.
But that was some group. That was some interview.
Yeah.
them damn Kanapke boys.
Them boys
don't stop smiling.
They're not scared about nothing.
No. They're bigger than a house true. Too.
Oh yeah.
That one is built like a brick shit.
Oh my goodness.
Huh?
Well, there goes another one I get to edit.
They won't care about
it. They'll never know.
That one's minor.
Yeah, they're just good kids.
And
we talk about why you feel bad for them on like a Friday night. Can you imagine how hard that hurts them guys?
Oh, you know, it kills us.
Yeah.
And then we get mad and pissed off about everybody did something
well,
right.
Think about,
right.
They're devastated,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, think about Caleb Evers. And I guarantee you, he never shows emotion. And he said, I slammed my helmet.
Through his helmet.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, that was an embarrassing thing for him to do because he doesn't do that. He doesn't lose his control like that, but... You know, sometimes, you're so mad you can't stand
it. When you leave it all out there like them guys.
Yeah, and it's just like, can something go right for us one time?
Yeah, and it wasn't anything that any kid missed an assignment. It wasn't anything like that. It was, we knocked we got our hands on those passes.
We did what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And it went right back in their hands.
Crazy. Crazy bad luck. Renardi, you wouldn't have believed it if you said
if either one of them hit the crowd.
I've heard it described now, I think, six or seven times, and I still don't believe it.
No, you can't make it up what happened, how we lost that game.
You cannot lose that game.
Well,
it's impossible.
Nope,
unless something absolutely stupid happens, and that's what happened.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, what are you going to do? Anyway, it's over.
Yep.
Yep. Well, we have a good chance of getting the playoffs, so that doesn't matter anymore.
There's some light at the end of that tunnel.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And like the kids were saying, you know, we don't necessarily want to play cold water for a multitude of reasons.
Yeah.
But if we can avoid,
you know what,
an outstanding
I'd say
team,
we're absolutely not scared of anybody.
Nope.
But them, you know, we know they're really good, but we ain't scared of them either. But bring on anybody.
You're real. So
bring on anybody.
As long as we control the line of scrimmage, we're going to win a game.
Yeah.
That's it comes down to that because that's how the games have gone so far.
Another
this
thing,
year.
We're a different team with Logan and Riley back.
Yeah, that's a different setup.
That's a different animal for the other teams to battle. So.
Riley's going to get those 34 yards.
Oh, yeah, he'll get them.
He'll get them in a heartbeat.
And the great thing is, you know, we'll do Logan, then Riley, and then Logan, then Riley, and it keeps people off guard.
Them off guard, that's right. You never know.
And it works out really well. That's a great thing.
Buckeyes at Indiana Saturday?
Oh, it's a night game, I think.
Yeah, 7:30. That's perfect.
Yeah, it's perfect. Yeah. That's perfect. I got to like the Buckeyes a lot there, I think.
Yeah, I think they're about 20.
They're starting to dial in a little bit.
I've made a lot of money on the betting on the Buckeyes.
That line has to be at least two scores.
Baker Mayfield out Thursday night.
Out for sure.
Out. Right. Yep, Case Keenum is now starting, so you got your fans football team.
Brownie fans are taking a beating right now because everybody's hurt.
Everybody's out.
I've never seen an injury list like that.
I've never seen it, and they're all key people.
Yeah.
It's not like it's your punter.
They're
or
still
something.
Favored. Are they really? By two. Yeah, it surprised me.
But the question is, have you seen Myles Garrett's front yard for Halloween?
Is it awesome?
Classic? It is awesome.
Is it?
He's got tombstones of every quarterback that he has sacked.
That's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Awesome.
Did you see where he went sleeveless for the second game? Last week, and after each game that he hasn't wore sleeve, he's got drug tests.
I gotta get drug tests. Make sure.
Seriously?
Yeah.
And I did not know that.
Yeah. He's like, you didn't know I got arms or what?
Yeah.
He's a specimen, man.
He is
a freak.
Yeah, he is a freak. Yeah, he's a freak, and he needs to be a freak Thursday if we're going to win.
He better be a freak, or
we can beat them.
Oh yeah.
We ain't got no running back.
None.
D'Ernest Johnson.
D'Ernest, and that other one. Who's the other guy?
Felton.
Digging
deep.
Yeah, we're digging deep. Next man up, right?
Yep, you got it. That's how. You got to get an opportunity, right?
Yeah.
Well, somebody plays well, they might end up on another team next year with a bigger role.
You never know. Next man up. Thank you for coming up.
Hey, man, super fun. Thank you for having me.
Well, you're awesome. You know that.
It's awesome.
I love you guys.
Yeah, well, we love you too.
Renee,
absolutely.
We love you. Making a
Hall
trip.
Of Famer.
Yep. She made a trip down from Wisconsin just to be on Sports Talk today.
Yeah, absolutely.
This was it. This was on my calendar this week. I could
That's
not
big.
Miss.
Yeah.
That's right. How's work going?
Good. I just changed jobs, actually, in July. So this is actually kind of
wouldn't
a
you like
story.
Anderson?
This is unbelievable.
Yeah, I started out in Anderson Consulting right after I got out of school, but I was at Turville Bay as an IT director, IT manager, IT director for about 15, 16 years. We got acquired. It was, so I looked for something new. So I started with Exact Sciences, the Kohler Guard people, the poop in a box.
Yeah,
I
just did it.
Awesome.
Way easier than a colonoscopy, so we'll plug Exact Sciences there. Just started there in July, but you know it's so weird, right? That with COVID, I haven't been to the office yet. I manage six guys.
She got hired, and she's not been.
I have not been to the office yet. I have not met any of my guys yet in person. I just hired a guy that works in California. Hopefully maybe we'll meet him. I might be going out there in a
That'd
few
be
weeks.
Nice.
So, but it's so wild, right? I mean, it's just it's the world we live in. And so that's what's so great why I can be here this week. I can work from my mom's and I can still do that.
I get a phone call from you guys like every 3 days wanting to know where my sample's at.
Well, they're very concerned about you.
They are. I appreciate that.
Poop in the box.
Patient care, man.
Poop in the box.
Yes. Have you done it yet? You ever done it? Spence, you ever done it?
Oh, yeah, a couple of times.
Have
my
you?
Doctor, Poop I don't in know the box? It's Cologuard, but it's something that my doctor gives me.
Well done.
Do you think, like,
I'm an old geezer, so you need
do
to
do you think,
that
like, often. If you take that up to the post office and they see that Exact Sciences. Oh. They're like,
they're going, oh, for God's sake.
Crap.
I don't give it to them at the post office. I put it in the Dropbox outside.
There you go.
That way that gets picked up and just a box of stuff gets sent to Columbus. Those don't go. Actually, they might get inside the post office, but our post office people don't see anything.
I had a buddy of mine.
I was up in Michigan. It kind of stinks a little bit.
I was up in Michigan, and there's a bunch of us golfing, and one of the guys said they sent his back because he sent too much.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is awesome.
But I'll tell you, the whole thing, like, we get a chance to see a tour of the lab.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah. It is absolutely amazing, and I'll tell you what, like, our mission is to cure cancer.
Yeah.
We've caught a lot of stuff early for people that, in essence, may have saved their lives. I mean, it's a great mission to get behind. So.
Well, you know, we joke absolutely about it and talk about it, but talking about it's the best way to get it. Yep. You know, you got to check it out. You got to, like Spencey said, I've done it. Yeah. He's done it.
Yeah.
Yep. It's part of life, man. It's part of getting old. Speaking of which, I just had a birthday.
Happy birthday.
That was
big. Thank you.
It was big. I seen that.
Looked 36.
39.
Same birthday as my college roommate.
October the 18th.
You know.
It's a beautiful day.
It's a great day.
Anniversary, October 18th. 33 years married to the lovely Miss Stogler.
Yes.
Great. Her birthday's Friday.
Red.
Birthday all in Friday. 1 week.
Yeah, I can't hardly walk this week.
It's a lot. I love it.
It's a lot, man. 207 Week Street's got a lot of action.
A lot of action this week.
It's pretty heavy.
Put your money on that house.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. Okay. Thanks for coming up, kid.
Oh, it's awesome.
Love you to death. Yep. Fee, you're awesome.
Hey, happy.
Don't forget, tomorrow night, we got the girls' volleyball.
Girls' volleyball.
Here. Simulcast with PG-14.
Yep.
We're thinking 6:30 start, turning on 20 after 6. Might be quarter 7.
Be perfect. Yep.
We're the second game of that.
First
game's
probably 5. So
that's perfect.
And that's a big one, Crestview. And we can get them.
Then Friday it's football.
Friday football at Bremen. I'll be going over there watch Indians play. I always like going over to Bremen. Great facility. Good guys.
There's good people over there.
Yeah, there is. Really absolutely good people over there. And then Saturday we got the band concert. We had Reed Knuth in here tonight.
Reed Knuth.
And that's Saturday. What time was that?
That one is 3:05.
Usually in the afternoon.
I think that's 5:00.
Okay.
Yep.
And the 2 weeks later and the 2 weeks and a day later is the state at Welcome Stadium at 3:15. I think I have those numbers right.
Yeah. Well, good.
Don't forget about the Brownies tomorrow night.
Great weekend. That's right. We'll be right back. We'll call it a weekend. We'll be on next Wednesday night.
Yep.
We'll have Steve Hellwagon, the voice of the Buckeye Sports
Bowl.
Talking about Buckeyes. Before the Penn State game, am I right?
Penn State.
Oh, that'll be big.
That'll be big. You'll be fired up.
Yep.
Buckeye schedule gets tough from here on
out.
They're Big hitting 10. That gauntlet like
and it's absolutely perfect because if you're a Buckeye fan, let's prove ourselves right now. Let's go through there and win the big games, and if we make them, we're in.
And if you're a Buckeye fan, or I think even a Badger fan, last Saturday sucked. No game.
Oh, we had Army last Saturday.
Okay.
But we're off this week. So.
Oh, you got to buy this week.
She's got to buy this week.
Perfect.
Man.
So, thanks for coming in. Thank the seniors. You guys are awesome. We really appreciate
seniors
you.
Love
you
tremendous. Guys.
Good luck. Next week, we'll be right back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
We'll see you.
Listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. With Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.